You did the individual shots.
Oh my God. Here we are again. It's another week seven. Here we go. Okay, it's me, Jeffrey. Now we're going to play the theme song and then we're going to introduce everybody. Okay, here we go. It's so abrupt. I know I say it every week. And you'd think that I would have gone in and fixed it by now, and I flippin' haven't done it. And we don't have Kelly tonight because she's under the weather, so we don't have somebody with the bell to ding us when we swear. So SOB for that. And if you're watching, you notice there's some different faces on the screen. And if you're listening, you haven't heard the voices yet, so you don't know. Which you don't know. So tonight we have special guest co-host, Miss Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That. How you doing, girl?
Hi.
Thanks for filling in. I appreciate
you.
All right. And then, of course, below me tonight, we got BC. How you doing,
hi,
Ryan?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right, boo. And then our new face, fresh to the hood, kids. Let's hope we don't traumatize her. Hey, Kristen, boo, how you doing, babe?
Hi. How are you?
I'm groovy, Bob. Groovy. What's going on? Can you tell us a little about yourself?
Oh, my goodness. What can I tell you? I am a married wife, obviously, and I have two crazy dogs. Live in Delaware. What can I tell you about myself? ALS advocate and living the dream. I'm here with you fine folks.
I hear you. Nice. I hear you. Nothing wrong with that. I love that you were like, I'm married and a wife. I'm like, well, you never know. You never know.
Listen,
there could be multiple wife situation. You know what I mean? You could have been in your shop.
There's days that I am like, I'm Craig's wife. That's how people know me. I'm Craig's wife. Yes. So it's okay.
Nothing wrong with it. I like to be the ex-husband. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a good look for me.
Oh, no, wow. Barking. Hold, please. Sorry. I'll mute them.
Wouldn't it be nice if you just had a remote and you could just
click, 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 click? Okay, well, she does that. We'll just pop, pop. Okay, so Brian, you had an exciting week last week and we didn't talk about it on the show. So while Kristen's getting her dog situated, you want to share with everybody what happened? It's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah, we got to adopt our baby on Wednesday. Like, we got to actually have the court thing.
That's a huge deal. My God, I wasn't expecting to hear that.
So he's like 100% ours now.
That's congratulations. Awesome. Wow.
Damien's finally yours.
Damien. Yeah, that's his nickname on the birth certificate.
Yeah.
No, but I've named
him Damien.
The cool thing in New York State is that now instead of saying mom and dad, it says parent one, parent two, and both Joe and my name are on the birth certificate. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Oh, I'd have to look at the boys. You know,
yours should be like that.
They might be. Kelly actually has them in her fireproof safe. I didn't want to keep them because I'm like, I don't trust myself. And I, you know, so I sent them to Kelly's for safekeeping and I have copies of them.
What else do you give away for safekeeping?
My virginity.
Oh, same.
Yeah, I gave it away for safekeeping.
Long time ago.
yes, Charlie. Yes, so that's amazing, Brian. Congratulations.
What
were your like? So you finished it. You're taking the pictures with the judge. What was going through your brain as you were sitting there, knowing the adoption's finalized?
Oh, that exact moment was kind of like surreal, like that it was actually happening.
Yeah,
because we've been through foster and all that, where there were so many dead ends, and you thought it was going to happen and it didn't. And then, but like not like afterwards, now that it feels real, it's like a huge weight lifted off our shoulders because, you know.
Well, it's kind of to have freedom, right?
Yeah.
Like you have everybody else is involved with raising essentially your child. Like they have control. You don't really have freedom to raise your child how you would if they were your own. Like you have to check in with them. you have to kind of tell them everything and abide by their rules. So it's a different ball game. And then once those adoption papers are signed, man, you could take them home and whoop their ass.
But hopefully you don't.
Wow. Well,
he's six months old. So.
Right. That's, no, it was a joke, people. It was a joke. Oh my gosh.
Gentle parenting.
Was just kidding. Not really. Yes, I was. Okay.
I do gentle parenting, but he's not gentle with me.
That's why, like this morning,
like in the morning, sometimes I'll put him in bed with me and just like we play and I'll like, you know, make faces at him and he laughs or whatever. And I put my head down and quickly he just grabbed my hair and just ripped me upward. Like, and I was like, oh, okay. Not putting my head down.
Daddy's awake.
It's almost like he's aggressive. Knows you.
He does. He's pulling those last bits of hair out. You know what
I mean?
Yeah, well,
I mean, you don't need them. You're married.
Ta-da.
Oh, look at
that's what happens.
I didn't even see those. I'm so sorry because I was trying to do everything else. There we go.
Thank you, Kelly.
And then we got Christopher.
Hi, thanks.
Kelly, do you need me to pull out the save? Oh, and then Kelly. Yes, it's week 7 again. Damn it.
So it's always week 7.
We got to check in now. Now that we've made it through here a little bit, we did the theme song, right? I gotta,
mm-hmm. Yes, okay. That happened.
Oh, and then if anybody else noticed, I'm such a jerk, right? So there's another person missing tonight, Dana. He's like in Yemen or like Belize or something. Yemen. Where'd he go? Do you remember? Because Kelly and I have been arguing about it. That I said he went to...
Well, I hope it's not Yemen. That's a war zone.
He went to, where did I say he went? Kelly, come on, you're watching. Where did he went someplace? He went to go, like, you know, do one of those things, you know, where you do with the guru, you know, you sit around a campfire.
Oh, that ain't,
yeah. Is he in India?
Maybe.
I had said Tibet, but
yeah,
Tibet is right next to India.
And I think she said Ecuador. She said Ecuador, and I said like Belize or something. Or Bulgaria, I don't know. So he's somewhere in the world. Where in the world is Dana? We don't know. But so he's not here. That's what we do know. You know what I'm saying?
He's Carmen San Diego.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
busy getting centered and shit. Ding. Oops.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that you a bet. Ding for the do I owe yeah, someone money?
Kelly,
for
are you at home?
Do I owe someone?
Yeah. Yes, you owe a dollar to your local food pantry.
I thought I'd be the first one.
Listen, we, Katrina and I have been doing this a real long time. Mm-hmm. We're very potty mouth. We used to have a dictionary on the original show, Guilty Pleasures, where we had to come up with different words. You know, like we had Stranger Wood to talk about a man thing we called the woman's part, a Pikachu. yeah.
A Pikachu.
And then we had our theme song. Because the original show, it wasn't called Uncensored. It was called Unscripted.
Right? Yes, I'm Unscripted. Like,
what was it? And it was like, it was said, what's it? You better cover up your Pikachu because that Stranger Wood might get to you. Like, it was such a catchy little theme song. We're going to have to do that again because that thing we got in the beginning is brutal. Brutal. Oh, bow wow.
Sorry.
It's okay. We're animal friendly here, kids. So it's been another crazy week here for me, guys. I don't know about you, but good Lord.
Looks like it. Seems like it.
I'm telling you, these kids are going to put me in an early grave. So last week, my neighbor's nephew came in town and, you know, he brought his son, who's Gabe's age, so like 5 or 6. And they were playing all week. Two best buds, you know what I mean? They love to go down in the creek in the backyard, and they're having a blast and whatever. So finally on Friday, Aiden goes out to play with them. Okay, good. Now the adults are all out on the deck. My aunt's out there. The neighbors, Marsha and Foy. Marsha tutors Gabe, you know. Peggy comes over and brings the dude's baby. He also brought his baby down. His sister was in town with him too, and she brought her kid. So they're, you know, a group of us, and the kids are all outside playing. Aiden and the 2 6-year-olds decided it'd be a great idea to go. Now, when I say we're in a neighborhood, it is like podunk nowhere. There's no traffic, right? We're where it takes 10 minutes to get up to a main road. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no through traffic. It's not a serious thing. You know what I mean? Well, they took off and walked to Peggy's house, which is about a mile down the road. Now, throughout the thing, you've got Martian Foy's house. You've got my, like, my uncle called me and he's like, yo, there's three kids down here walking in front of the house. Right? Because we're like, where are they? They're not in the creek. Where'd they go? You know what I mean? They were just gone like that. And it only takes you a couple minutes to get to my aunt's house down the street. And we're like, ah! Like, oh my God, your Aiden's 10. Like, what are you doing? Why are you taking? Because the little boy, he wanted to go. He's like, oh, come on, we'll go see my Aunt Peggy. So, like, when I get down to Peggy's house, my two kids come running out and they're throwing him under the bus. They're like, Eli wanted to go to Peggy. Eli wanted to go. No, 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 no. That's not how this is going to go down. The three of you went together. The three of you are going down together.
So, did you teach him about how snitches get stitches?
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
I didn't really have my shit because I'm kind of giggling, right? So I pull up to my aunt's house and I go walk in and I'm like, okay, Tim, where are the kids? Thinking he saw him. He, you know, made him come in the house. He's like, God, I kept going that way. What do you mean they kept going that way? You want to keep going? Right? But I know there's nowhere for them to go. Like, it's, you know what I mean? There's everybody knows the kids and then it's fine. It's really not a big deal. So, and I'm just kind of laughing. So I get in the car. I'm going down further. I'm like, we're going past Aunt Lydia's house. The lights are all off, you know. I can see they're in the back. Like, okay, they're not there. And then I see Pam out at the weekly cornhole event for all the men. You know what I mean? The fire chief's place. They do the cornhole every week. So I see Pam outside. She's on the blower. I know she's making the call. And I was like, you seen three kids around here? She's like, yeah, down at Peggy's. So I go, you know, a few doors down, pull in, and I see their heads bopping in Peggy's house. And then all of a sudden, I see my 10-year-old cover his mouth. I find out the next day, he saw my car pull up, and he goes, oh, shit. Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah. And, then he, you know, covering his mouth because he knew him, right? Because he thinks, oh, it's going down. I don't really say nothing. In the car ride, I was like, yeah, I need to get in your car. He's like, well, you know, I wanted him to see my brother. Like, he's at our house. Peggy dropped him off at the house. And your dad left him up with Aunt Mel while he went down looking for you in the creek. And then I couldn't even get your dad because he was gone looking for y'all. And I just drove down here to get you. So in the car, I'm like, now, when you were down playing in the creek, I told you to make sure you don't go to the road. And they're like, well, we stayed in the grass. Okay. All right. Well, you had to cross one street to get here. And the little Eli, he's like, well, we looked both ways.
Well, what? He did that at least.
Right. Like, what am I supposed to say to that? Okay. So he looked both ways. So, I mean, what am I going to do? You know what I mean? Like, they went for a little adventure on a Friday night. Everything was good, copacetic, you know. But I'm like, oh, dear God. And the next morning, Aiden's like, well, I didn't know I couldn't do that. I said, oh, really? Okay. All right.
And then later,
right. Then later I found out he said the oh, shit thing when Haley called because she was inside. And I was like, oh, busted.
So that means he did know he couldn't do it.
Yeah, he knew. I knew he knew. I knew he knew. But this is the thing.
Well, he's 10. Right? I hope so.
Right, but he, you know what I mean? He's got this lying problem that he's constantly lying about everything.
That's
always lying about everything. Who does anybody know who this is?
I do.
Oh,
hey, Georgia.
She's another YouTuber.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
We love YouTube folks up in here.
She's a great YouTuber.
Hey, Julie Jo. So, yeah. So, it's just, you know, it's never, it doesn't ever end with these damn kids.
Can't be easy.
No. No.
I have a question, though. What were they wearing? Because in my head, I was picturing three little baby Huck Finns with, like, overalls and one little side is undone and little, like, a stick, like, little...
A little snack. It was like, you know, high 70s. So they had like shorts on and Gabe had his Crocs on. I think Aiden had his Crocs on. Well, Aiden, oh my God. Like he goes out to play and this kid, I just can't get. He put a button down on. instead of a t-shirt to go play in the creek. He puts a button down, a dress shirt on, to go, you know.
He's fancy.
I grew up by a creek, okay. And we used to come home with, like, leeches on us because we would play in the creek all summer long. Mm-hmm. And my dad would be like, okay.
Well,
I was like, did you check him for leeches?
Yeah, in the laundry room, you guys have to, like, take everything off.
Well, I've been internet dating, and let me tell you, there's leeches galore all over me as well.
I had that conversation. I had that conversation with a girlfriend today. She said the same thing.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Almost being 45, I cannot even imagine having to go into that world again. Mm-mm. Ever. No.
It sucks. It's not. No. It's not fun. And actually, that kind of brings up the topic that we were going to go into. Because I was on Reddit today and they were talking about people in this generation refuse to compromise. And that's why dating's so hard. Mm-hmm. And I thought that that was an interesting thing because I listened to a lot of my friends who are married, some of them on their second marriage. And I'm like, no disrespect to their marriages, but I'm like, I'll be damned if I do this again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, God forbid anything ever happens to my husband. No, I will stay single for the rest of my life.
Me too.
Mark my words. I will. Mark my words.
I don't know. I've managed to stay single all this time, so I don't know.
I'll be fine.
Yeah. Dave said, hey, Chrissy.
Hey.
And then we got Victoria says, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think compromise is a very... I think it can be a difficult thing. I think you do have to compromise on important issues when you're with somebody. I think it is a healthy part of a relationship, but I think there are some non-negotiables.
Mm-hmm.
What about you guys? Sure. Like, what's a non-negotiable compromise for each of you? Like, Katrina, you want to go first?
Yes, you can't be broke. Honestly, though, non-negotiable.
Like, no, yeah, we know. Yeah.
But... I mean, you don't have to be a bazillionaire, but you have to have at least what I have or more, period, non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Because I've been a sugar mama. It was awful. I'm never doing that again. I will not compromise on that. Mm-mm. Had it the wrong way, and now I plan on doing it the right way as far as finances. Another non-negotiable for me is sexy time. You have to be able to keep up. I need at least, I mean, if it were up to me, 5 to 10 times a week would be ideal. But I understand, you know, people get tired and they travel, whatever. So I need the sexy time at least 3 times a week, preferably far more. But I've been on in a relationship where the other person couldn't even do the 3 times a week. And I felt terrible about myself. I was like, did I get fat? What is the problem here? What's the deal? I was like, oh, no. I'm not doing that again. That's a necessity. Got to have that one. High in the priorities for me.
Who wants to be one of those couples that only has sex 6 or 7 times a week? I mean, come on now.
6 or 7.
Listen, I said in a perfect world, but I understand that's a lot for most people. So I have said 3 times a week minimum for me would be great. That's important.
Hey,
to me.
Dakota.
Hey, girl.
We're on and popping in the chat room tonight, kids. Kristen, what about you? It was non-negotiables.
Politics, LGBTQIA issues, and BLM. I absolutely will not compromise. I have drawn, I have in my 45 years, and I say 45 years, but I'm going to be 45 this year, I have drawn a firm line. I will not. I bought my first house when I was 21. I can make my own money, but I will not anymore with these issues. People...
Yeah.
You know, my brother stopped talking to me when I was younger, when I was a flight attendant, because I had gay friends. My parents are big Trumpers.
It's kind of hard when you're a flight attendant.
Yeah, right. Hello.
Yeah.
I'm a flight attendant too, so.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. I my parents are Trumpers, and I had to really kind of sever that line a lot. Mm-hmm. And no, I won't compromise anymore. I absolutely will not. I won't deal with it anymore. I will not have people in my life that do that. Yes, Dave, that does count as sexy time.
Dave said, does ginger, not biscuits, and a cup of tea count as sexy time?
And it does. And I will, kind of slow this down and say this only by saying this, because my husband has a terminal illness. My husband has ALS, for those that don't know. And I will say, you know, he's been diagnosed now. It'll be 14 years this year, October 1st.
Wow.
And he's been paralyzed now for the last 12.
Oh, wow.
And it's been 11 years since we've had sex. And you find that intimacy happens in different ways.
So, I'm sure it's probably had to force you to find that, right?
Yeah. And it's within conversation. It's with me, you know, just touching his arm. It's, you know, with him just telling me I'm beautiful. But, you know, it's these little things in life that you kind of, that's kind of what makes it intimate.
Yeah, sure. Would
sex be great? Is sex wonderful? Yes. All of those things are great. But sex necessarily isn't, for me, intimacy per se, right. Sometimes. I might have a barking dog in a second. Hopefully he is good. Okay. Sorry. So I think you just find those things in different sectors of your life.
Well, I think when you go through something like that, and when, you know, having your husband being diagnosed with ALS, I think it changes everything.
Yeah, oh God, yeah, it does.
For sure. You know what I mean? And you have to find different ways to go about everything, and it changes your perspective.
It changed our entire, changed our entire lives. I mean, I was, at that time it was US Airways, now it's American. But you know, I had been with them 14 years when I had to finally leave to care for Craig full time, because he couldn't be by himself anymore. And you know, you just kind of realize, I mean, he was 32 when he started getting sick. He was really quite young.
Wow.
So
how long had you been married at this point?
We had been married 3 years. We got married in we got married in 04, and he started showing symptoms in 07 and was finally diagnosed in 08.
What happens? I don't know anything about ALS.
For everybody, it's quite different. For Craig, he started having right shoulder discomfort. They had kind of thought he was having a rotator cuff issue, because he had been a scratch golfer. He had been a really good golfer, and he was not able to play the same and was kind of having a little bit of weakness. He ignored it, obviously, as a man. Sorry, men in the room.
It's typical. It's true. Mm-hmm.
It's true. It's true.
Sorry, men in the room. He ignored it. Finally, our dog started acting really weird, and I'm like, I'm telling you, it's something more serious. And he's like, no, I'm fine. Finally, after a couple months, went to our doctor. Our doctor said, thanks, Julie Joe. Went to our doctor. The doctor put him on ibuprofen for a month and said, try this. You know, if this doesn't work, we'll do something else. Sent him, that didn't work, obviously.
Yeah.
Sent him to an orthopedic surgeon. The orthopedic surgeon did an MRI. No, I'm sorry. Yes, did an MRI. And they're like, oh, no, nothing's wrong with your rotator cuff. We're going to send you for an EMG. And the EMG from the neurologist, he's like, oh, you must have been in a horrible car crash. And Craig's like, nope, nothing like that happened. And he's like, oh, well, you must have been, you know, had a really bad fall. And Craig's like, no, nothing like that happened either. So that then the myriad of tests starts. And at his age, you know, even in 04, even though ALS has been around since the 1870s.
Oh, wow.
Nobody knew that kind of age bracket could be affected. Now, more and more young people are being affected, but even then, it wasn't really affecting them. Hmm. You know, we were going back and forth to New York City for a doctor because they had initially diagnosed him with a different disease.
Oh, wow.
And he was getting IVIG treatments, which is, I describe it similar to a chemo treatment, because you're hooked up to kind of like an IV all day for 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday. And he got aseptic meningitis from that.
Crazy.
Holy.
So he stopped that for a few weeks.
Wow.
And in all of this, we're trying to get pregnant, trying, you know, I'm having issues.
Newly married.
Perfectly fine. Pardon? Yeah, newly
married. You were newly married.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're all of these things are happening. We did this from like January to June of 08. And then by June of 08, we went back to New York City and the doctor's like, this is not what this is. You would have been showing signs of improvement if it was. And in doing that, it was back to the drawing board. So
that must have been devastating.
It was, because it was just, you know, I'm still working full time. He was a restaurant manager. He was still working full time. So it's just a lot of not knowing, and you know, our friends
time invested.
Yeah, it's a lot of time invested. Watching him get sick, he was, you know, cramping to the point where he was like those scary movies where like the things are all disfigured, like the scary monsters are disfigured. And he went on a malaria medication to help him with that. It's very weird what different medications work for what. In doing that, we went back to the neurologist in September, and he's like, listen. And I said, he has ALS, doesn't he? And he looks at me and he's like, how did you know that? And I'm like, I've known since like 6 weeks into this. And he's like, how did you know? I'm like, our dog knew. And he's like, what? And I'm like, I just knew. And he goes, well, I can't, in Delaware at that time, they couldn't diagnose you with ALS. I believe now they can. And he goes, okay, well, we're going to send you to Philadelphia at UPenn. And we're going to send you to the ALS clinic. And so October 1st of 08, he was diagnosed with ALS. And he's still here.
Had to be so frustrating that it took so long.
Yeah.
To figure it out.
And you had to travel to so many different places.
It was. It is frustrating. And that's, you know, that's the reason why we've advocated for so long and done all that we have. We've traveled to D.C. And even with COVID, we did a lot of, you know, Zoom calls with all of our elected officials in Delaware. We were part of Chris Coons, who's our senator, the co-sponsor of the Act for ALS. I am talking and you are interrupting, dog.
Sounds like when I talk to Jeffrey on the phone during the day. I'm on the phone.
You know, he's the co-sponsor for Act for ALS. He has been a really big advocate for Craig, and we've been very lucky to have him in our corner. And Craig is just meeting him is for a lot of people will change your perspective. And I told this story to Jeffrey when I spoke to Jeffrey on the phone last week, but 5 months after Craig was diagnosed, our house burned down.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's insane.
I had just gotten off a flight and Craig was still working and he calls me and he's like, I need you to bring me a polo shirt. And I'm like, okay, but if I bring you a polo shirt, you're buying me dinner and you're buying my friend dinner.
That's fair.
And Kat knows, you know, you bring your gay, you bring your gay friend with you and you're like, we're eating dinner and we're having a steak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've been that gay friend.
Me too.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've been that gay friend. We got everything comped at the Bellagio. It was a good night.
Exactly. So my friend Dan and I show up and we're sitting there and Craig is sitting there talking to us and the phone keeps ringing and the alarm system at the restaurant always used to go off. So, you know, the host kept coming over and saying, oh, something about the fire alarm. And Craig's like, okay, yeah. I'm coming. I'll be there in a second.
Just ignoring
it. So he picks up the phone and they're like, oh, you know, the fire alarm's going off. And Craig's like, yeah, okay. We're fine. The restaurant's fine. Hangs up the phone. Craig picks up the second line and they go, you know, Craig, I'm sorry to tell you this. And Craig's like, fudge, Kelly's going to beat me. Beep.
You're fine. We still drop him.
Yeah, he comes running to the table and he's like, Kristen, our effing house is on fire and I'm not effing kidding. And now Craig has a very dry sense of humor. And I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever, dude. And he's like, I'm not effing kidding. Our effing house is effing on fire. Now, we live like 2.5 miles from the restaurant, and we got home in less than 60 seconds and got here, and there was like 13 firefighters on top of our house, and our house was on fire. Our dog, thankfully, a neighbor had got him, and he was black and white, and he was all black by the time he got out of the house, but was fine, thankfully. And I think I cried like 3 or 4 times. We don't have any family around. We didn't have any family around at the time. And our friends showed up, and Craig turns around and he's like, fuck. And I'm like, what? He goes, I forgot the marshmallows.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, dude. And that's just kind of been his, that's his level. Like this entire fight, that's just been his level. So we tell people every day, we like find a reason to laugh, find a reason to smile.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of how we've been through this.
Where did you guys end up sleeping that night?
We stayed at a friend's house. And then Craig used to be the restaurant manager at Texas Roadhouse. And there happened to be like corporate apartments.
Oh, I love Texas
Roadhouse. Their roles. There happened to be corporate apartments right behind that were like furnished. So they sent us behind there and let us take our dog. And then our two cats, which one was found that night and one was found 3 days later. My parents ended up taking.
Kristen's getting called out by her.
Like, sorry, Chase.
You said a bad word.
Sorry, Chase. Yes, Dave, you can share my husband.
He wants to share your husband. So, I mean, I guess this is probably not really that important, but I, you know, I'm a fat girl. Did you and the gay get to eat before the house burned down? Like, what did you guys, like, what did you go eat after the house burned down? Like, what?
She wants to know.
Yeah.
We had literally just finished. It was my first time having a sweet potato. I know. My entire life. It was my first time having a sweet potato. Sir.
Oh, the dog is mad.
The dog wants some sweet potatoes.
I know. He's like, give me that sweet
potato. See, the dog's worried about the food, too.
Like, give me that. Give me a bite of that.
Yeah. Yes, I had a steak and a sweet potato that day.
Thank goodness. Mm. You deserved it.
Yes, I did have dinner. Thank God.
But yeah. I'd have been so mad if you had to deal with a house fire and an empty stomach. Like, uh-uh.
Oh, how?
Anything left? Anything salvageable?
You know, oddly enough... So the fire started in our bathroom. Hi. Oh, hey, Erin is another YouTuber. She's another big YouTuber.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Erin.
Hey, Erin.
We're always looking for guests. I'm just saying.
Erin and Julie Joe are pretty awesome YouTubers. It started in our bathroom, and we're back in this house. They rebuilt our house. And actually it was, it was a blessing in disguise because, my other dog is here in my lap. It was a blessing in disguise because,
no girl.
I don't think
for a while.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh, me?
Jeffrey doesn't believe in staying in the house once it's burned down.
Listen, if the universe burned it down once, I'm not going back. You know what I mean? That's some poltergeist type stuff. You know what I mean? Caroline, go to the light. No. No.
It has been.
No.
Saged and cinnamon sticked. But no, it was.
I don't care if you blow cinnamon. Sage up your ass.
No, listen. It was completely redesigned for Craig in his wheelchair.
See? Oh. Okay. Aaron's got that. Okay, that's great. I mean, I understand that it's a mixed blessing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm that type of girl.
It was meant to be.
I understand it because my house is worth a lot if it burns down, right? I'm like, please, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go buy an island with it, you know? But
I wish.
I'm not keeping it. Like, I'll sell what's burnt down as a shell. We could go build them something else. I would not. Why? No.
Delaware does not work like that. So Brian knows, and you also know New York State Realty. You can still get more house in New York. Massachusetts real estate. You get like not so much house for a whole crap load of money.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Delaware's the same way. And in Delaware, you literally have to itemize every single thing that you lost.
How do you itemize everything you own? Like, how?
You literally have to, like, itemize. Like, if you had 25 pairs of underwear, you have to put 25 pairs of underwear. And as you replace them, you have to, with the receipt, put, like, one of 25 with the receipt.
Oh, my God.
It was an entire
full-time job.
Brian.
It was horrible.
Like, how would you itemize that one box you have of, how do I say this delicately?
Unmentionables?
This is my nature. Yeah, like your adult adventure sticks.
Mm-hmm. Nylons. Medicine?
No, it's not medicine. The adventure toys. You know, your workout equipment, the adult workout equipment.
Oh.
Your shake weight.
Yeah, your shake. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
My shake weight collection. Listen,
I've never owned it. I finally went online, right?
And probably gym equipment, right?
I've used it before.
It's expensive. That stuff is expensive. This kid, the one time I was at his house, he pulled out a whole basket. I've never seen so many toys in my life. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it.
See, that's alarming because how do you know they're all sanitized?
Yeah.
I'm not touching a shake weight unless it is new in the box.
Shake weight.
Oh, I love you, boo. Yes.
I need my stuff new, okay? Shiny and scented.
Hey, Dre. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got a whole. I'm like, how do you get, like? I would be so ashamed. Or like, you know, what if you got old school? Like, so when my uncle died, he tried to leave me all his porn stash from the 90s on VHS. You know what I mean? How do you itemize that in a house fire?
That you put in classic films.
Yeah,
classic. But oh my God. Get more from that. Like, and it had the Polaroids.
That's
and
vintage.
He taped their. Oh God, it was filthy.
Autographed, authenticated classic films.
Rachel said, file it under necessary
health. Necessary health products. Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I can't.
If my house burned down right now, it would smell like a lot of flour.
Oh, I understand. Flour.
If it burns down nice.
Right now. Not flowers, like flour.
Like baking?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Like bud.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like skunk. Little skunk. Like, yeah.
The magical flower.
Hi, my name's Flower.
Flower.
Yeah. Yeah. I they might notice there was a lot of gummies above my stove and wonder why I kept the gummies. Yes. Locked up above the stove.
Vitamins. Yeah. Vitamins belong.
But why were my Flintstone gummies locked up above the stove?
Because.
Who knew?
Because your kids think they're candy.
Yeah. Because it looks delicious.
See?
It
does look delicious.
It keeps daddy sane.
I hear you.
Thank you, Oklahoma. Just saying. Okay, so I'm so sorry to derail that whole thing. So you had to itemize everything in the house.
Itemize everything, but one thing that was oddly salvageable that still freaking works till this day is this TV that we had that literally had water pouring through this TV.
No.
And is it one of those big ones that's like freestanding? No.
It was like the literally box. Like the first like thin TV ever.
So it's not that thin.
It's not
the thick one that's heavy as shit. Like,
no, we got rid of that TV. No, it's not that TV. Thank God. No, that TV that weighed like 5,000 pounds.
Yeah, but I mean it's thin, but it's still it's got weight to it.
It's heavy.
It's not like that heavy.
Yeah.
Like, but I got some weight to it, okay?
All right, Katrina. This chick weighs as much as my left ass cheek, and she's over here like, I'm thin, but I got some weight to me, okay?
Oh, I weigh more than my dad.
In her dreams. So this TV survived a waterfall.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it literally survived a waterfall. And then basically, no. And what does the most damage besides the fire is the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there was like a foot of standing water in our basement.
Oh my God. I would have put
more
it in
than
a pool.
Anything is the
we have an indoor bed. Pool.
And then there's the quote unquote ambulance chasers that you'll find. And that's the people that show up at your house while you're in the middle of this chaos. And they're like, oh, we were sent by your insurance company. Exactly, Dre. We were sent by your insurance company to board up your house. And you don't know any better because you're in the middle of all this chaos. And so I don't know. And so I'm like, okay. And they're like, sign this piece of paper. And I'm okay.
Oh, no.
So they... I call up my insurance company and I say, this is what happened. And the woman, she's like, I will meet you there at 7 a.m. Just go there at 7 a.m. And this happened, you know, in the evening time. So I get there and they have like three garbage bags sitting outside our front steps. And I'm like, what are those three garbage bags? And they're like, oh, nothing. And I couldn't really say much because they had found one of the cats. And I didn't want them to, like, hold the cat hostage, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Right, right, right.
That's terrible to have to think that, though.
Yeah, right? For real.
Yeah, and your fur baby's being held hostage after you've already been through all of this and you trusted someone and now you're being taken advantage of.
I'm so glad you clarified because I really was confused for a minute because you didn't really say you had a cat. So I'm like, well, whose cat was it?
Two cats.
I swear I didn't have no gummies.
Two cats, one dog. Thank you. That cat was listening. Okay. See? Okay. So we had this kind of buffet that had like our wedding crystal on it. And I knew it had like a camera there at because I had like, I kept my camera that I took on trips with me, like sitting right there. And we had just taken like a radio out of my husband's car. So those were sitting there. And I knew those were sitting there. And I knew where my jewelry was in our bedroom.
Oh, no.
And so I walk in the house, and the first thing I see that's gone is the camera is gone.
Uh-uh. Oh, my God.
And, like, two of the pieces of crystal are gone. And I'm like, oh my God. So I call the woman on the phone, and I'm like, I'm telling you, like, stuff is missing.
We've been robbed.
Yeah. Exactly.
And there's been catnapping.
And the insurance woman goes, just tell them to leave. Just get your cat and tell them to leave and say thank you for your services, but we're done here and just be done with it. And I said, okay. And she goes, that's it. Those people, it was literally like two pieces of plywood and like a tarp on our roof. They tried to charge us like $6,500 for like two pieces of plywood and like a tarp on our roof.
But wait, who did they stole say all they this were? Stuff.
They said they were
they say they're like, no, they say they're like in their insurance sent us their, they call them ambulance chasers. They're basically like de facto contractors that like have put their LLC in their child's name because they've been uninsured so many times.
They know they're gonna get sued.
Listen, wow. I'm gonna tell you, my grandfather's family was from Sicily. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. There would have been a baseball bat, a crowbar, something, and I'd have been chasing these bitches down the
and
street.
A staple
you know
gun.
What I'm saying?
And like, Jeffrey would have been like,
I've had a frying, the burnt frying pan of me would have been going after the street, like, where is my camera? Oh, give me my shit. No.
My camera,
absolutely
my
not.
My wedding jewelry. A bunch of stuff was missing.
Mm-mm. That's crazy.
You know what these people look like? Did you ever find out who they were?
Oh, yeah. And they only
catch
ended up
my kids
like,
are adopted. I can catch a charge. I got a clean record. I'm up for one.
He doesn't have any charges in Delaware, so.
They only ended up getting $2,500 for their two pieces of board and their.
Well, hold on. Who did they get it from?
The insurance.
Right? They probably stole the board. It probably wasn't even theirs.
Probably.
They stole it from somebody else.
House.
Yeah.
Put it over yours.
They stole it from the last guy's house that burnt down that poor bastard. They might have him sign a paper.
And then it took 13 months to get back into our house. So,
oh my God. Wow. And you had to live in the Texas Roadhouse apartment?
Yeah, that the
did you get free bread?
That's a blessing to even have that option.
Yeah.
I mean, we had to pay rent, and we had to still pay mortgage on top of our house. But
shit.
Yeah, because you still have to keep, you know, your house payments and stuff. But yeah, they don't. I did my ancestor DNA. Italian is nothing. I have none of this is Italian.
Rachel, I'll pull a blade out of my titties and I will cut a bitch. Okay, I'm not the one.
My titties are like expensive. I'm not pulling a blade out of there.
I don't care who it is—the police, nobody. I don't take much. Like Brian, get back. You see me in action. Like I get a little. When you push me too far, I get a little.
I don't know, Jeffrey. What happened to the crystal I gave you for your wedding?
Listen.
Is that the Airbnb?
No.
No. The ex-husband. No longer.
Something to do with the ex-husband and the ex-co-host. We don't know who, but it disappeared in a... I don't know, actually, Katrina. I don't know, because I feel like after we bought the house and moved back... So we had a house that we rented. We left, moved into this other house in the country for 18 months, then bought the house we rented back because she wouldn't give me the price I wanted originally. And then she finally, you know, lowered the price, and I bought that one back. I don't remember ever seeing them again once we moved. But I don't know. But I have a feeling that they ended up. I bet you anything, if you made a trip out to Buffalo, that they would be out there.
Mm-hmm. Were they like? Were they glasses? 500?
Yeah, the $500 wine glasses.
They were beautiful.
They were what's his name? Savosky.
I know who took those.
Couldn't toss them at somebody's head.
They had all the little
crystals in the middle. They're like bedazzled. They're beautiful.
And like, I was always like, they were, you know, because I called them and I was like, hey, where'd you get, you know, where are these, you know, I want to order, you know, so I have a set of four. She's like, they were $500. I was like, excuse me. I'm looking at my friend Shannon, who's a klutz, drinking out of one. I was like, bitch, that's a $500 glass right there.
Put that
down. She spit her wine back into the glass and pushed the glass. She's like, you know what? I don't want to drink out of that after. I was like, no. She said it was fine. If it breaks, we just save the pieces and ship it to them.
Yeah,
and
they'll send you a new one.
So it was fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. So. All right, so 13 months, you get the house rebuilt. But did you buy a freaking lottery ticket?
I've still not won the lottery, unfortunately.
Well, that's because you got this poltergeist TV and you're living in the Indian burial ground house.
No, I was raised in one of those. I was raised in one of those houses. I was raised like 200 feet from a graveyard, so.
Oh, wow.
Dave said $500 wine glasses. Listen, this girl next to me was on Nickelodeon's All That, okay? She was in my wedding. That's how. You just gotta start a podcast and then invite a Power Ranger girl on. And this is how this damn show started 10 years ago, okay? It was a little audio show only. We got 1,000 hours on Blog Talk. You go over to uncensoredradio.live, right? Subscribe. We're uploading full interviews. I'm sure none of you care about the Power Rangers.
You can skip the tea.
Yeah, I didn't.
Nobody cares about the Power Rangers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
But Kelly's saying, "Oh my God, Jeffrey, don't oh my God me." Listen, you're sick. Why are you watching the show? Comment. Just mind your business.
Just mind your business.
I'm gonna get so much trouble for that later. I love you. I hope you feel better. Have some chicken noodle soup.
I hope you don't feel better so that I get more bathroom stories, because that was the best story I've ever heard.
Oh yeah. If you guys didn't see last week, we're on TikTok, and I uploaded a great story from last week of Miss Kelly, who had a horrible bathroom experience. You can follow us on TikTok at My Uncensored Radio, and on Instagram and Twitter at UCR. Oh, we've got banners for this. What am I doing, Jeff, with my mic?
Okay. For the people who are listening,
yes,
they would like to hear it.
Live UCR. Yes, live UCR. Yes, on Instagram and Twitter. And then, Katrina, what's your stuff?
My stuff is at Katrina A. Johnson on Instagram and on the Twitter. And on Facebook, it is Katrina A. Johnson Fan.
Yeah. And then, Kristen, are you on the social medias?
Yes. It's ALS Advocate for Love on Instagram, and then kcolby9504 on TikTok. Twitter is something. I'm not sure. Yeah, I go there to read.
I'm there for all of the political drama. But right. Now, two kids. Now, tomorrow we have a show on. It's a different show each week. We rotate them out every month. Every week. How do I explain this? I'm doing it again, kids, where I can't speak
each
English.
Each day, you know, is a different show.
Each Tuesday, each week is a different show, and it rotates throughout the month, right? So once a month we have Uncensored Horror, where they review a horror movie. And then we have What Had Happened Ones with me, Katrina. And then this month we're going to have Angelique Bates, her co-star from All That. And then there's another show. I can't think what it is. UCR Roundtable. And then there's something else. And then on Thursdays, we have a live show every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And then we get into, like, that show's really outrageous. We swear
and
a lot.
If you don't want to be like Jeffrey when you grow up, don't do gummies.
I haven't done any.
Do the ginkgo biloba and you'll remember your shows.
Yes, thank you.
Do your gummies.
I don't even ever remember this show's name. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always like, what's it called?
How I did
the way we were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were. Something. It was something. Oh, look at it. Just left the things on the screen. I don't even know what I'm doing. Okay, so you got back in the house.
Yeah.
You got the cats. You got the dog.
Yeah.
And there she is.
Parents kept the cats because they fell in love with them.
Oh, that's okay. That's good.
Yeah.
And then how many pairs of underwear did you end up replacing?
All 25.
All 25.
That's important.
And did you have to, like, did the insurance company give you a hard time about replacing your stuff on top of it all?
Oh, it was literally a full-time job. God bless my mother for that one thing, because she literally made it her full-time job to figure out how to get every penny from everything, no matter what she had to do.
Wow. That's amazing.
Peter to pay Paul. Amazing. So, yeah. I mean, thank goodness for retirement. And having some time on her hands. So.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. So we were very lucky in that respect.
My insurance agent said the best thing to do ahead of time is to take pictures of everything you have and catalog it. I'm like, dude, do you know how long this is going to take?
And
he's like, it's worth it. He's like, yeah, just take a video. So
yeah,
I take a video of my closet room and then.
I've got a video. I almost actually, we put a video up of Katrina with Material Girl because it was a thing on TikTok. And I had this video of her closet and I almost put that up. I'm like, but she'll kill me.
I will
kill you.
Her closet is a dream. It's a gay man's wet dream. I swear to God. It's a true story. But you know what we didn't do this week, kids? Miss Kelly's yelling at me. She's directing from the chat room. I'm like, oh God, is this what everybody else feels like? Is that it's what I do to everybody else?
Yeah, also, we didn't get yours and Brian's socials.
I do all the show socials. That's, you know what I mean? If you're on the socials for the show, you're talking to me nine times out of 10.
That's
it
fair.
Could be somebody else, but odds are it's me.
I only have a Facebook. I'm old.
Yeah, Brian keeps getting banned from everything. So the other thing on this show that we do every week is we check in with each other. Usually we do it at the beginning of the show. But, you know, things were a little different this week. So we put up this photo. And if you're listening, you can't see it. I'm sorry. But we're putting up a bunch of emojis. And we're talking about what emojis we felt. And our hashtag for this show is hashtag what's your emoji. So if you're watching it on Blog Talk, this should scroll through. It's on our Instagram and Twitter a lot. So, guys, we'll start with Katrina. What would you say you hit this week for emojis? What were your emojis this week, huh? What'd you hit?
You just call
by numbers. Did you go through the whole gamut? What'd you say? Where were you at?
I think I hit every single one except 5. I hit them all.
I'm sure you hit 5, but not the way it was intended.
I was like a scary, ghosty one, like the Scream movie emoji. I don't think I hit that one, except for maybe when I stepped on the scale. But I mean, yeah, I think right now I'm a number one. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm hopeful for things to come. I think it's important to, I think, put yourself in a way that your goals will happen, not just do them directly, but also indirectly. One of my goals is to have a rich husband. So I am going to Vail to learn to ski, and I am putting myself in the pathway to make that happen. So right now, number one. But as soon as I fall and break my face on that snow, I'm going to be a number two. When the snow is sliding down my pants and I'm cold and wet, I'm going to be a number three. And when I get down to the bottom of the hill with bruises, I'm going to be a number four. But for now, we're really happy. It's all smiles. I'm a number one.
Oh, Katrina. All right, Kristen, what about you? What numbers, what emojis have you hit this week?
I'm definitely a number one right now. It's been absolutely wonderful experience. Let's see. Number nine was probably last week talking to you and Kelly. being pulled into all of this very unexpectedly and wonderfully. I was also very much number seven last week, but I did lose 8.2 pounds because of being number seven.
Ooh, that's really good. What's your strategy? That?
Listen, it was What's all I starting flu? A new medication was my
well, it's always my favorite.
Oh my God,
I'm a firm believer. Like my one girlfriend and I, every time we got the flu, our significant others thought we were nuts because we'd be like, can somebody please go get us like Wendy's or whatever, you know, like a milkshake. And they're like, you're throwing up. And we're like, hello, no calories.
This is the best time to eat it.
Right? Like we're not doing it on purpose. Like it's natural. Like we want to eat everything we're not supposed to.
All I wanted was a ginger ale. It was awful. It was horrible. Literally was horrible. But right now I'm one. I'm content and I'm happy and I'm excited for the future. Julie's and oh, two. Julie Joe, don't no, be a two. Two.
She's no. a two. Oh, why is Julie no, a two?
She's a sad
why?
Face.
Why are don't you a choose. Two, Julie?
No,
poor David said he goes between a 5 and a 10 pretty much every week.
Like, they're all the bad ones.
Now I'm a number 10, Julie. Now I'm...
Yeah, perplexed.
I go through those if I watch the news, 6 through 10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Very much so.
Oh, and number
five
now.
Sometimes. Or 5 through 10. 5 through 10.
Yeah, ooh. True. Mm-hmm. How about you guys?
Brian, what about you? Where were you at this week?
Oh, definitely a 1 because the adoption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a 6 because I have a teething baby.
Oh.
Is he Damien still not sleeping?
He's got 2 teeth on the bottom now. They actually came through at the same time.
Oh, all right.
So, hey.
Did you get those teething tablets that I... Have you been using those that I sent you?
Oh, no. I got him some...
He said, oh, no.
And they got lactose in them. You know how he is.
Oh, he'll be fine. What's a little lactose?
A little bit of tootin'.
Well, I got him this little like stuff with clove oil in it.
Oh yeah, that works too.
That works for him.
Yeah,
he makes a weird face, sure. But it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Jeffrey, what about you?
Yeah, what about you?
You know what? Even with all the chaos with the kids, I'd say I was probably pretty happy for the most part because our numbers are up and people are watching the show. So. Woo! We made a whole $3 this month so far in 7 days. I'm like, we just gotta make like, you know. Yes, I'm like, so please share this show with your friends and tell them about it. And then if you have a show, we will share that and we will plug your stuff because that's what we do here. Mm-hmm. We love people. Just saying. Kids, Kristen, you made it through your first show. How do you feel?
I feel fabulous. I can't wait for my next one.
I know. Yeah. I'm excited. It'll
be so much fun.
Very exciting.
Kitty, thank you for tuning in and hanging out and filling in for Miss Kelly tonight.
Yes, yeah, good to see Kat.
A busy week of recording shows.
Yep.
Woo, it's going to be a busy one. Oh, Julie said 2 and 6. Oh, God. Oh, wait. We got a whole bunch of comments. Let's get these before we go. Rachel said she cycled through all. Wait, let me
put there. Except she missed the happy one.
Let me, because now I don't even know what this is anymore. Okay, so she had a 2, 3, 4, 8. Oh, she was mad as hell.
I think Rachel's been watching the news. I don't know.
10 and 11. Yeah. Must be. And then Julie also was with 2 and...
A sad and a tired.
6.
Well, Julie had finals this week.
Oh, okay.
Julie had finals this week. Yep. Julie, Joe, and Aaron are on YouTube, and those are both their handles.
Julie, Joe.
Okay. So Julie, Joe, and Aaron Bees are both.
All right, well, I should be able to go back and like do the backwards tracking thing, and I will make sure that we subscribe to your channel from the uncensored page. And now I don't know how to get this damn thing down. Oh, not on me. Oh, we don't have an ending.
We don't have an ending.
It just works.
Jeffrey, why don't you just start tap dancing? Come on.
Dun, 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 dun.
Como te gusta mi... You know that my favorite song. Well, kids, thank you so much. Make sure you, if you're on YouTube, to subscribe. You know, stay updated. You can catch some of our old boring Power Ranger interviews if you're into that kind of thing. We also interviewed the Casey Anthony prosecutor, but I think he did a no call no show. But then we ripped his ass apart for the whole hour, anyways, because he sent us a free copy of his book. We interviewed like Ricky Lake. We've had some really. There's so many people that Katrina. Karen Ashley, who was Yellow Power Ranger for in the original movie, we interviewed so many people that we don't remember.
And we find out how many quarters it takes.
Oh yes,
quarters. Oh yeah, that's on Thursdays. It's one of our things. We like to ask all the men how many quarters. You know what I'm saying? Because it's about an inch per quarter.
It's a size question.
So we're filthy. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So
I saw on TikTok, don't be a 2. Maybe
right,
be
no.
Eight.
No, 2. Yeah, that's right. We want an 8.
So 50 that's not cents really, isn't going to get you so far.
This show's more serious, but you know, Katrina's here, so we're keeping it loose because Kelly's away. Mommy's away, so the kids will play. All right, kids. Hey. That's it. We're out of here. Have a good week. I'll see you Thursday and tomorrow. So hopefully you'll tune back in. Thanks for watching. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Why won't this end? Somebody make it stop. I don't.